if you want a job these days, you can probably find one because unemployment has been low for a very long time. We just got the new job numbers. And Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us now. What did we find out, Mike?
John, just like you and I chatted about earlier this morning, we did have a positive number, and it was came in at 136,000. Most consensus were about 140,000, 145,000. So, again, I think that's going to be a positive. Also, you know, through all of these months that we've done this, we try to smooth those numbers out by looking at a rolling three-month average. And so if you go back 2 months, both of our prior months were revised upward a little bit, and that's not unusual, particularly during the month of August. There's some seasonality things there. So if you look at that rolling three-month average, we're at about 157,000 over any of my professional career. 157,000 new jobs per quarter would be considered very good. It's not nearly as good as we had at this time last year when we were still rolling in the 200-ish sort of number, but that pace we knew was unsustainable. These sort of numbers are much more sustainable. And, John, we also saw the unemployment rate fall now to 3.5%. So that shows you how sensitive adding just a few extra jobs every month can be to the unemployment rate, because labor participation rate held steady. But the unemployment rate now down to it's at 3.5%. Gosh, I guess we have to go back probably into the 1960s, maybe, John. I didn't even go back that far to find out last time we had a 3.5 unemployment rate. But suffice it to say, it's been a long time since we've been there. So on balance, I would say these would be considered good numbers, provided you like the concept of a continuing growing economy here in the U.S. Maybe not growing as fast as a lot of people would like, but growing nonetheless.
And to put that unemployment number in perspective, if we look back 10 years ago when we were still in the midst of that recession, it was pretty high.
We hung around there in a long time during that, after sort of the 2009 time period, but before the economy sort of got fully engaged again, we hung right around in that between 5% and 6% unemployment. The difference there, we also track what's called the U5, which is a underemployment gauge that continues to fall, but that was exceptionally high in the years immediately following the recession, because you had a lot of people that were in fact employed, but they were employed doing things that were compensating them way less than they were skilled to do.
They had to take a job just to make ends meet.
You had to take a job of any variety, whether it was part-time, whether it was some sort of gig, whether you were cobbling things together. And we still certainly have a fair amount of that going on here. As you alluded to earlier, though, in most cases, if people want to go to work, certainly, if you were referring to, hey, you need to get to work like we were in 2010-11, you can absolutely get employed. There's still some tricky parts of, can you get employed at the higher compensation, John?
You want a six-figure job, there are only a certain number of those.
Well, or even if we're looking for detractions here, you would see that the manufacturing sector actually had some declines, and a lot of people are going to look at that and say, oh, yeah, that's trade tariffs, and I know you're going to be talking to the governor here shortly. Please tell him I said hi, one of my favorite governors of all time. But people are going to look at that and say, see, we're going into a recession because we're not only not hiring as many manufacturers, we're getting less of them. When I talk to the people that are actually in the business of hiring people for those jobs, they can't find them with the appropriate skill set. So it's not that the jobs don't exist. It's just that this particular instance in time, we don't have enough folks with the skill set to actually earn the higher wages that go along with those manufacturing jobs. That's too bad. Here's the good news. That's an easy remedy. It just takes a little bit of time and a little bit of training. So if you're looking for a single detractor in those numbers, somebody's going to harp on the manufacturing, not only not increase, but an actual decline in the jobs numbers for manufacturers.
Interesting. All right. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. I appreciate it. I'm glad that it's solid news today. Thank you.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
You too.